Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, Saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burks with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And it is indeed an honor to be in your homes or wherever you are at this moment. I would like to talk to you in reference to a pre-recorded message I did today earlier, and I would like to go into it, amen, because I'm excited about what God has done and what he's about to do. I know that because we're in the end time, we need changes in our lives. And changes there's to affect everything that's around us for the good. Or for the bad. But this broadcast, amen, praise God, is going to enlighten you, amen, praise God. And we're going to be able to enjoy the things that God has for your life. Praise God. It's important to us to be able to adhere to the will of God and to be able to accept what he's doing in our lives. It's important to us to stand up and be courageous in this this life that we are going through, because we know that the enemy, which is Satan, you know, people are not our enemies. He's a thief that cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus made it plain that he come that we might have life and that much more abundantly. Amen. So I'm excited, amen, about the things that God is doing and what he's about to do. This broadcast is, has two parts to it. And I want to give God the glory. Amen. Praise God, because, amen, when we finish with this, we'll understand a lot of things and be able to literally hold on to God's unchanging hand until he makes that that change. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We give him glory. Amen. All honor and all praise. Just bless his holy name. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then you probably would hear a prayer as the broadcast come on. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, before we even get started, I'd like to just thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for what you have done for us. You have done for us. Amen. And the enemy can't get no glory. I thank you. Amen. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he might devour. Oh, my God. But, Father God, we know that, God, you have, amen, all the lives in your hand. We praise you. We magnify you. We todah you. We barak you. We shabak you. We thank you. We praise and bless your holy name, because we know that the enemy, he has no sense. He cannot get no clout for anything. Amen. Praise God. He's a defeated foe. And so we want to bless God tonight. Amen. In the midst of what we're going through, because he is an all-knowing and all-seeing God. Amen. And he's able to do everything but fail. So we thank him. We give him praise. Amen. My computer's coming up slow, but we just want to magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the changes that are coming in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise tonight. Amen. We give you all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, I todah you, I shabak you, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word that's going forth. Let it impact our lives like never before. praise God, and be able to just resonate in our souls, amen, because you brought, amen, about the sunshine, and you make that difference in our life, amen. A change is going to come, praise God. Change means, literally means to cause, to make a difference, amen, praise God. Amen. And a lot of times we don't understand that in order to see the good things, there has to be a change in your life. We don't understand it. Amen. In the process of making changes, God is there to work things out. Amen. We don't have to worry about anything. After Job's afflictions, his change came. Change, amen, also means to give up to give literally a completely different form of appearance, amen, a transformation. Some of us are looking for a transformation, amen. We put on dresses and men put on their suits and that brings about a change, and they look at it and look in the mirror and say, oh, I look good, and the way I want to look. This is my appearance. Well, Job was completely transformed after his suffering. You need to look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to be transformed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And God is going to do the things that he has appointed in my life. Amen. And although I've gone through much, the Bible said we can endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Amen. I'm going to make it. There was a famous gospel. He not only sung the gospel songs, but he sung the rhythm and blues. Amen. And his name was Sam Cooke, and he made a song titled "Change Is Gonna Come," and he was saying that he was born by the river in a little old raggedy tent. Amen. And he spoke on about the river and how, amen, his life was being affected, amen, in essence to how you can look at the river just flowing ever since, amen. And he said it's been a long time coming, but he knows that a change is going to come. Amen, praise God. And a way of expressing his feelings because of maybe what he had gone through in his lifetime, and maybe his music industry really impacted the way he felt about a lot of things. Or it could have been in relation to the way black people have suffered, you know, for many years. And not only them, but the whites and other people as well. Or it could have been maybe something that he was dealing with in his life, you know, that he wanted just to right now everything, and this was the opportunity to get it, and so the song came up. But for whatever reason he had gone through, amen, and whatever reason in life he had to experience the afflictions or the sufferings that he had gone through, he hoped for a change. We hope for a change in our life. We don't, amen, sit around and we're not supposed to sit around and mope and groan about how things are, but we're supposed to praise God in the midst of our situations, amen, the things that we're going through. So my focal point is on Job, amen, and I've spoken about him quite often. But Job, amen, was afflicted by the enemy. He was tempted by the enemy. God don't tempt anyone. But he was tempted by the enemy. He was tried, amen, in order to prove that he would not curse God and die, in order to prove that he would remain faithful to the true and living God. So the first time he suffered, amen, the afflictions, amen, he lost all his children. He lost his cattle, all his possessions, his servants and everything else during the process of what he had to go through in order to prove himself to be worthy. Amen. And then Satan came the second time around, and this time he afflicted him with boils all over his body, and the boils were so grievous he would scratch him and he couldn't get no relief, and he would take oil and put up on a rock, and he would scrub his body with that rock and that oil in it in order to find some comfort. And we as the body of saints need to understand that in the process of being made, there is some discomfort. There is some things that's going on that don't feel good, and we can't understand why they're going on. But we need to understand that if you are anything concerning to God and his will, there is, amen, praise God, a suffering way that we have to go through. But there is, amen, a change coming in your life. Amen. Job, amen, suffering, it really explains, amen, the believers' way that they should take, amen, praise God, amen. And because of this, amen, it might not feel good, but we all got a cross that we must bear. My thought, it literally pick up on Job and again, amen, what he's going through and his suffering. He said in the book of Job 14:1, he said that man is born of a woman, amen, and is of a few days and full of trouble. Then he went on to say in chapter 30:10-18, they abhorred me. And Job is talking about the people that he helped, the people, his friends, amen, even those friends that were around him that knew him when he was blessed and knew him when things were good, amen. And now that he's down, they done figured out and they trying to reason and logic and talk to him and tell him, amen, that he must have done something wrong. But you need to look at your neighbor and say, I haven't done anything wrong. And a change is going to come. Amen. They abhorred me. They flee far from me and spare not to spit in my face. They did that to Jesus. Because he has loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also let those that, amen, literally let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. Amen. They push away my feet, and they rise up against me the way of their destruction. They're killing me. My friends, my family, those that I'm associated with, they're the ones that's using the word game against me. You say you were saved, and I can't see it, and why would God suffer you if he's your God, and why would you have to go through anything when he say that he's your God? But I see that you suffering because you must have done something wrong. They marred my path, amen. They set forward my calamities. They have no helpers, amen. They came upon me as a wide breaking of literally in water, amen, praise God. In the defamation, they roll themselves upon me. When I'm in trouble, they coming on me like a flood, like the water would break forth and literally overtake me before I can get out harm's way. They're doing the harm to me, my friends, amen, the ones that's sitting down saying, you must have did this, Job, and you must have did that in order receive the things that are happening to you right now. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to sin to be tested. You don't have to sin to try. You don't have to sin to go through. Amen. You could be about doing the Father's work. Amen. A great pastor, teacher, evangelist, an apostle, or whatever your calling and title might be. And all of a sudden, God will say, yes, go ahead and try him, Satan, or go ahead and try her, Satan, because I done found her or him to be worthy, and I know that they're going to stand up for what's right in the midst of their storms, their persecutions, their tribulations. Then Job went on to say, terror, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus, or turn upon me. They pursue my soul all all the time the enemy was pursuing his soul as the wind. And my welfare passed away as a cloud. Nobody's caring about me now that I'm gone on in this suffering. Nobody has taken out the time to say, I'll bring you comfort. That's all of Job's friends. He's doing this. They're doing this to him. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold of me. So now that I'm sick, now that I'm suffering in my body, amen, praise God, ain't nobody touching me, ain't nobody putting no medicine on me, ain't nobody, amen, there is not anyone standing up for what's right and believing God for what's right, amen, concerning my life. They're not praying, but they're sitting up trying to figure out what done happened to me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinew take no rest. Amen. Job was saying, I'm going through, he's saying, in the night season I'm suffering. The balls are hurting so bad. I mean, they are piercing even down to the bone. Amen, where he's suffering. But he said in the 18th verse, he said, by the great force of my disease, my garment changed. It binded me about as the collar of my coat. My God. Job is saying that even in the midst of my suffering, he's finding comfort in changing his clothing. He's finding comfort in the change that's, amen, making him feel comfortable, amen, as far as his suffering was concerned. The boss couldn't comfort him because they was the one that was hurting him. The loss of his children and the loss of his men servants and the loss of his cattle and all his possession almost, amen. There wasn't a comfort to him because he thought about what was, amen, that he had had, amen, before he was tried, before he was tempted by the tempter. You need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, change is going to come. Although offenses come, but woe be unto the offender. Hallelujah, there is an enemy out there, and his name is Satan. I know that my constituents, those that are with me every day and those that are trying to figure out why I'm suffering and why is this thing happening to me, they can't understand that I didn't do nothing wrong. But I have hope in God because he said in the word, amen, that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. And he said, amen, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If a man dies, shall he live again? And he said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. Amen. We're waiting on a change of saints. Amen. It can't be like 2011. And 2012 is going into the midst of it. But I believe that before the end of 2012, amen, and at the beginning of 2013 and all the way through, if we hold on to God's unchanging hand, amen, a change is going to come. But we need to know, my God, amen, hallelujah, our greatest problem. And our greatest problem is our friends that are all around us and our family. And then fear. He literally said, amen, his afflictions, amen, caused him to question God in essence. But his friends were there to give him answers that was not true, to speak a word of negativity over his life, to cause his change to be slowed up by their conversation. You need to tell your neighbor a change is going to come, because I decided in my mind I'm not going to allow the enemy to speak thoughts of words of negativity in me, amen, and I hear it in my thoughts because I believe what God said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. His friends would tamper with his soul. Amen. And God had told Satan, whatever you do, don't touch the seed of Job's emotion, because Job's emotion, amen, don't have nothing to do with what, amen, you're trying to do to prove his worthiness. Amen. So God told him, don't touch the seed of his emotions. And God, amen, is telling, amen, you today that those that are, amen, opposing the will of God concerning your life, you need to understand that they need to leave your emotion alone while you're being attacked, amen, or going through or being tempted by Satan. Because God does not tempt anyone. Amen. So, amen, God let him know, say, go on. Have you considered my servant Job, that has none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and that eschews, amen. He literally shone and avoided all evil. Amen. And Job, amen, attacked were from the enemy because he wanted to tear down Job's integrity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if we, amen, being, amen, the servant of the Most High God, amen, we understand that attacks will come. Hallelujah. And the enemy will afflict us. But God said in his word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The attacks that was on Job was enough to cause him to give up, but his spirit was willing to go all the way with God. You need to look at your neighbor and your friends and family and tell them, a change is going to come in my life. And I believe that what, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, what God told me, I will receive it. Satan wanted to attack Job's character to destroy his name in the community. Job was a preacher that sat at the entrance of the gate. He was of high authority and highly esteemed by mankind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was respected more than the merchants and the legal counsel in that time. Hallelujah. And when anybody had a problem, they would go to Job, and Job would sympathize with them and begin to, amen, move upon, amen, the will of God concerning his life. He wasn't a sinner in the community, but he was an upright man. Some of you leaders have not did anything wrong, but God has allowed the enemy to try you, to test you, to tempt you, hallelujah, to prove your worth, amen, in Jesus' name. He wanted Job, amen, to doubt the Lord. That's one of Satan's biggest attacks. If you doubt the Lord, you won't succeed. If you doubt the Lord, it'll hold back your progress. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But Job had made up in his mind, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change come. Tell your neighbor there's a change coming. When your family and your friends are doing, amen, all they can to cause you to fall because they don't believe that you, amen, are chosen and appointed by God. You see, they understand that, amen, their way of thinking is much better than, amen, the way that God has given you. Hallelujah. But Job, amen, said, God knew the way that he took, amen, that he's taken, and he should, when he's tried, he should come out as pure gold. Job understood the mechanics of God, amen, and the power and the sovereignty of God, that Satan cannot exalt himself over God, and everything that comes to you, God is able to remove it if you wait on the Lord until your change come. Your family and friends are not doing
doing you justice. They are false accusers like Job's friends was. Amen. They look, amen. Hallelujah. And they see, amen, praise God. And they talk about you in their minds. That's called silent talking. They think about how weak you must have been and how you have fallen from grace. But I stand by to tell you tonight that God won't leave you nor forsake you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. They're just like Job's friend. They tell you, amen, you so holy and you so roly-boly and all of this that you can't even fit in with nobody. And when God said one of the things that he did, he saved you, amen, and Moshiah, and then sanctified you, consecrated you with his blood so you won't even mingle with the laymen, with the people that want to, amen, do things that are not right. You see, they still want to plot and have fun with their children and thinking they're doing what's right. But a woman that living in pleasure is dead while she yet lives. It's time for us to understand that when we're going through, it's better that your family don't touch you. It's better that they leave you alone because they don't know they're touching the apple of God's eye. And then they don't understand. She's peculiar. She's different. Amen. Because she won't let you hug them. But she understands the magnitude that she must keep that anointing. And she must not allow those demons to yoke her up. Because, amen, and one of the things that happened when Jesus, amen, was persecuted, they talked about him, they spit in his face, and he said the same thing they did to him, they're going to do it to us. But one of the, amen, disciples that was with him, Judas, amen, he not only went that far, amen, to do that thing that he did, but he gave him a kiss. You got some of your family and friends want to give you a Judas kiss, and then they're going to come around and persecute you all the way. But Jesus had made it up in his mind, hallelujah, that he was going to go all the way with God. He had even asked him to remove the cup, but he said, not my will, Father, but let your will be done. Some must call him daddy, but God ain't daddy to nobody. The Bible say he is Abba, Father. Take daddy out of your mouth because Satan called himself a daddy. You know, he want to be like God, but he can't be like a father. So, amen, when he attacks you, calls you to think he's a daddy, but he's a defeated soul. But the Bible say the people's conversation and their negativity that they, amen, had sent toward Job, words of hindrance and doubt, words of unbelief tried to penetrate to Job's soul, but God wouldn't let it penetrate. And God is saying, go on, because the negativity won't penetrate. Hallelujah, inside of your soul and cause you to fall. You got to be like a duck in the water, amen, and that when problems come, that duck, amen, is totally insulated. That water, you can pour water on it, and it's going to roll off those feathers. You are insulated by God. God is your keeper. He'll bring you out, and you in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to undergo through a transformation. And in the transformation, amen, we're going to, amen, give God the praise while we're going through. We don't need our family and our naysayers and our friends around. Hallelujah. Trying to tap in and destroy the emotion. Amen. And allowing the demons to come in and resonate. They will slow the progress of your blessing. Amen. Slow the progress of your change. But the Bible said, when he had tried me, I come out as pure gold. And Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait. In my persecutions, I'm going to wait till my husband get right. I'm going to even bless him. Hallelujah. He know he's going out tonight to meet another woman. But this thing I'm going to do for him. I'm going to lay his suit out or his pants out and his shirt and put a man's his socks out and his underpants. Amen. So when he get ready to, amen, put on the clothes and go out, amen, praise God, I'm going to still be blessing him. Because if I wait on the Lord, my change is going to come. That husband is coming at the right time. He won't be in adultery no more. Hallelujah, because I wait on my change. And while he's out there whoring around, while my children are out there on crack, while my job, amen, and my boss don't want to do right by me, I said I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes. There's got to be a transformation in my life, and change can only come by transformation. Change can only come by the things that I have, amen, experienced and have yielded to. Not attitude, but altitude in Jesus Christ. I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change come. So, amen, praise God. We that are of the body of Christ need to understand that we're going to be tried and tempted. We're going to be tested. But this one thing for sure, if you hold on, God is going to make that change in your life. There's a change coming, saints. Don't let the enemy rob you. Deuteronomy 28. God bless.